If the client decides not to give you the go-ahead, file the quote away for future reference. The costings may be handy for another quotation, or the client may come back sometime later with a modified inquiry, or even an approval on your original quote. For projects that are approved, make sure you reconfirm the details and ask the client to sign a contract. The typical procedure is as follows. Confirm the flooring colours, measurements and timeframe with client. Check the availability of the products to make sure there won't be any glitches or long waiting times. Send the client a contract to sign and receive a deposit for the project. Once you've committed the client to a formal agreement, you can order in any special materials and put aside stock items for the project.